Shell's Icebreaker made it to the company's Arctic Ocean drilling site yesterday. The arrival of the Fennica after a month's delay means the company could get to drill for oil beneath the Chukchi Sea this summer. Currently, Shell only has permission to do shallower drilling into non-oil-bearing rocks off Alaska's northwest coast. Shell submitted an application to the Interior Department yesterday for permission to drill into deeper oil-bearing rocks. Climate change activists are pressuring the Obama administration to reject that application. Shell has to stop drilling by late September. Federal inspectors are on board both of Shell's Arctic rigs. Only the Polar Pioneer rig is actually drilling. It finished digging a 40-foot deep pit in the seafloor over the weekend for holding a blowout preventer. Another key piece of oil spill equipment, the capping stack, is on board the Fennica. Even as Shell pursues oil in the Arctic, its officials acknowledge that climate change is a problem. Last week, Shell joined other oil companies in severing ties with a conservative group that tries to block government action on climate change. That group is known as ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. A Shell spokesman says ALEC's stance on climate change is clearly inconsistent with Shell's.